Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I play pitcher, shortstop, third base, and center field.
Those are the prime positions.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
It's time for your Sunrise Guys, Dirt and Sprague.
Yeah, you were the best player on your team.
Yes, then we talking.
More Dirt and Sprague.
Scrape cleanup on aisle three. Come get it.
Sounds like you're just an athlete.
Yeah.
Andy Dirt Johnson, Brandon Sprague.
Ping pong, baseball, football, basketball.
Tennis, swimming, lacrosse, whatever you need me to play, I'm going to go do it.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Hockey.
Whatever. On the rink. Whatever you need me to do. It don't matter.
All right, welcome back in. Hour number two. Dirt and Sprague here. A fishy Sprague smelling edition of Dirt and Sprague. Joe Fish is in. Hanging out with me and Swag today. Dirt will be back on Monday. I'm flying out to San Jose today after the show. And then I think I'm the only one of the program that has a day off the rest of the calendar year so far. I have Hood Coast on a Friday.
I was going to say, that's coming up here soon.
Couple weeks, and I'm actually slated to call into the show the day of Hood Coast for a check.
Are you going to be our ticker guest that day?
I could be a ticker guest. If I have service...
I'm on leg three right now.
Dude, if I have service on my first leg is like kind of through the woods off 26, and sometimes I have service in that area, I do a live hit on my run.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
You could just ask me random questions, and because I'm being on a trail in the woods, I have to focus and not hit roots.
How far down the mountain are you?
You know where Silent Rock is?
Are you past like rhododendrons?
Are you not aware of Silent Rock?
No.
I like how he whispered
really?
That.
Silent Rock. Do you know Silent Rock?
Marcus Aldridge.
I don't know Silent Rock.
No, Joe, do you know Silent Rock?
I don't know Silent Rock.
Oh, it's the best. It's great.
No, I'm
to
not
the
saying.
Campground or?
No, it's, oh my God. I don't know how, is this a rare thing, Silent Rock? I guess
I might
it is.
No, exactly. Just don't know what's called
there's
Silent Rock.
There's a bend
Rock.
Going up to the mountain on 26. You get past rhododendron, right? Once you start winding around and seeing the mountain, one of those turns.
Oh, I've heard of this.
There's a rock right off of 26.
I have heard of Silent Rock now.
You're supposed to be
quiet.
Car silent, nobody talk as you pass the rock.
Gotcha.
Otherwise, you're going to have bad luck. I just didn't know.
I didn't know that was called Silent Rock.
I'm
okay.
Familiar that with lore. Silent Rock now that you have told the story.
Yeah, dude. I remember first time I went up there with my mother-in-law, who, you know, moved over here from Vietnam when she was really young. She didn't go up to the mountain much. She was with us in the car. We're going past Silent Rock. Turned everything down. Radio. Got dead quiet.
Shut up!
My mother-in-law. Basically, like, why are we being quiet? Right as we passed it, I went, oh.
You blew it!
Oh.
We're not going to shred the gnar today.
Poll question is up. Is 12 and 5'7 too old and too big to be sleeping in your parents' bed? Yes or no? At Dirt and Sprague. That's our social media account for the show.
I will answer that myself. Yes, it is. And it is being rectified.
And I think I'm going to post another poll question. Do you know what Silent Rock is near Mount Hood? Yes or no, at Dirt and Sprague.
Well, the text line is not happy with Swag and I. Well, I know what it is. All right. I just had to be reminded.
I've known about Silent Rock since, I don't know, maybe I was like 10. 11, 12, something like that. I remember, like, a really young age, somebody pointing out, like, shh. And I'm like,
definitely what? Sounds like some stoner snowboarder, like,
it's absolutely a snowboarder thing, yeah.
Dude, you gotta be quiet there.
We gotta...
If you don't...
We gotta get back to the mountain gods, man. We don't want to crash.
Dude, shut up!
So we can vote for those poll questions. Yeah, everybody knows Silent Rock. I'm kind of surprised. I thought Swag would have known it. Especially you, too. You look like a stoner snowboarder.
Never snowboarded.
Well, I was not a skier. I mean, I've been over the mountains tons, obviously.
Never shredded the pow.
But is that more skiing, snowboard skiing lore sort of thing?
I mean, I went up there for a hike a couple weeks ago at Timberline. Every time I pass Silent Rock.
No.
Silent.
Great radio.
Well, I give you an example. That's what it's like. It's like, hey, yeah, we got it. Oh, Silent Rock. Okay, all right. We're right back. It takes like 2 seconds to pass it, so it's not that big a deal. You can vote for those poll questions at Dirt and Spray. We have a lot to get to in the second hour. Joe Fish has college football takes. He needs to pop off.
This is the place to do it.
It is the place
we
to do
love
it.
Us some college football
we
in
do.
Here.
We do. Under Construction debuted last night, Dan Lanning. I unfortunately didn't have enough time to watch, so I'm going to have to catch up on that over the weekend, and then me and Dirt can talk about it on Monday. Let's talk about Rashawn Slater.
Dude. Woof.
I did an AFC West segment yesterday, and I'm like, you know, I really like the Chargers. I think the Chargers can push for that division, get second in that division. I'm like, just a little bit better than the Broncos. Some people love the Broncos. The Chiefs are the Chiefs.
It's going to be a very interesting division.
100%. The Raiders might sneak up on everybody and get a playoff spot out of this thing. Like, I think I jinxed them, or they're just, in general, a jinxed organization. The Chargers lost their left tackle yesterday, Rashawn Slater, who they just signed to an extension. Patellar tendon.
Patellar tendon. Yeah. So basically his knee exploded.
The side of his knee basically exploded. So he's out for the year. They lost their starting stud left tackle yesterday. Non-contact injury. He's just backpedaling, blocking, just fell to the ground. Yeah. And I instantly thought of our lifelong.
It was non-contact. It was before he got to actually blocking somebody. It just
he just rolled backwards.
All the weight went in the wrong spot, and boom.
I thought of our lifelong Charger fan on the show, Jason Swigard.
Yes, lifelong.
Team's cursed, man.
Traitor.
Team's cursed.
Yes. Yeah. You know what? This isn't a Cowboys segment, so I'm going to veer from it.
Oh, God.
Stephen
A. Smith over.
See, you suffer. You have to get out of that.
It's preposterous.
You've just been... That's the thing, is Cowboy fans continue to think that the Cowboys are the most important thing
to
the NFL.
No, it's not that, Swigard. It's just I'm still just baffled that a grown man of your age switched your allegiance at the time in your life.
It was a long process.
It did take him a long time to get there.
I had been mulling this over for years simply because I was tired of being lied to by... Jera.
When Dave Campo got there, I bet you Swag started thinking about it at that point.
I don't blame him then. That was pretty rough.
Quincy Carter starting quarterback.
Yeah. Chan Gailey showed up.
Yeah.
And then Parcells came along. You're like, all right, I'm right back in it. Let's go.
I want to play this. This is Nick Costos, our good friend at BetMGM. And he is somebody that he is as raw and honest as it is. He wants to make money, right? He worked with our good friend Ken Barkley. Here's Nick Costos' takeaway on the Chargers now, Rashawn Slater's injury.
It's a cataclysmic blow to this Los Angeles Chargers offense. And I've been saying for weeks now, since we started 8 Buckets in our season preview, that the Chargers did not do enough this offseason to improve on what they were last year. I wanted to see them go out and try and swing a deal for DK Metcalf. Go get George Pickens. Make a big move. Instead, the big move is Keenan Allen. Signed off the scrap heap. And he's going to be their number two receiver behind Ladd McConkey. Does anyone think this is good? Does this like fill anyone with optimism? Like, they're up against it here. And I look at this defense and I don't see a ton of top end talents. Now, I keep saying this, and it's the truth. With Jim Harbaugh and Justin Herbert, the Chargers' floor is really high. Herbert stays healthy. They're never going 6-11. They're never going 7-10. They're probably going to go 9-8. Maybe they go 10-7. The floor is really high. I think the ceiling's also low.
So Slater's obviously a stud. Can they overcome this in your guys' estimation, or do you think that their ceiling is very low?
What's Jason Peters up to right now?
Well, this is the thing. Because it happened so early in the preseason, they'll move Joe Alt over. They kept Pipkins, which some people scratch their heads at in the offseason. Is why would you do that?
They're moving a guard to center. Zion
Johnson.
Yeah. Johnson, yeah.
So But you're so early in preseason that if you get everybody else in the position that you think that they will be best at, given the situation, you have time to work together and develop cohesiveness. Also, when cuts start happening, if there's a veteran that pops free on the final cuts, you can add a little depth and do it that way. So I think ultimately, as long as you don't have, you know, another significant injury to that offensive line, I think you can
bandage your way through it.
Get some sort of sense, you know, and your tight ends now might have to stay in and help with some of the protections and blocking a little more on that left side than if you had Slater there and you can just leave him on an island. But I think you've got time and you've got Harbaugh. Alt is obviously quality. You know he's going to go over there and learn it and take ownership of it. So it's really more, and I think it still more gets back to the shifting in the middle of the offensive line. There's even more pressure on them now.
Well, I mean,
to figure that out and be good.
They got Mekhi Becton, which, you know, coming off of a solid year with the Eagles, this Jets tenure wasn't too great. But
well, people point out it's the Eagles, though. You know what I mean? Like, he played great with a great group.
Yeah, with four other great linemen. Right. Yeah, didn't have a ton of pressure on him. But, you know, you might be able to move him around and play some tackle as well. So, yeah, I mean, at least this is happening, you know, week one of the preseason versus, you know, doing something to lead up to week one of the regular season.
Or even like week five of the regular season. Like that's beyond devastating at that point because they have probably established themselves already.
Right.
I think they can. I kind of agree with Nick in the sense of like, I don't know if I put them in a certain category anymore, but they can still, with that roster, with the quarterback, we talked about their targets all offseason because Swag was like, yo, go get a T. Higgins, right?
Well, Keenan Allen walked back in.
Yeah, I mean.
We'll see.
Oh, well, that went so well with him and the Bears, right? I mean.
Keenan Allen's old, man.
Yeah,
wasn't signed.
It's
like,
not Keenan Allen of his first Charter stint.
Certainly not. Their number one is Ladd McConkey, who I think is a good player, but he's Edelman. He's not a true separating one the way that some of the other guys are. So their offense is going to be primarily what?
Well, and they got
on the ball.
They got Trey Harris, the kid from Ole Miss, I believe.
Yeah.
They have him. I mean,
Quentin Johnson needs to make another jump and not drop the ball as much. He was good in the red zone last year. But
that'll be the good thing, though. Keenan Allen, they're a veteran guy. One, he played with Herbert, so he understands it. And in practices in the wide receiver room, now you've got somebody that knows what it's supposed to look like.
Sure.
With all of those young guys. And so McConkey's a pro. You know, he understands his role. He knows what it's going to be. They really liked Disley last year. I think they will utilize him more in the tight ends.
They got Conklin in there. He gave you 500 yards with the Jets.
So, yeah, the trick for them is, sounds like Najee Harris is going to be healthy by the time he can see, hopefully by the time the regular season starts. Between him and Hampton, can you have a nice balanced offense so it's not all on Herbert's right arm?
Yeah, it's just kind of picking up the loss with essentially every other position. Like everybody, it's not so much like, hey, we need this guy to step up at left tackle now. It's just like, now we just need everybody to play much better and to somewhat cover that loss with a better offensive scheme. And yeah, whether it is doing more two tight end sets, whether it is bringing an extra back in there to block for Herbert when he's dropping back. Yeah, it just, I mean, my initial reaction when I was texting you, Sprague, about this yesterday was, you know, are they screwed? You are missing a top five tackle in the league now, left tackle, maybe,
highest paid lineman in the NFL.
This is just brutal.
Is this take them out of the playoffs for you? Because I think this puts Denver for sure at two for me. I mean, I was already debating how close that was.
It's one of the most important positions on the field is left tackle.
And I don't think it's always easy for those right tackles to always slide over and be
especially
just as
dominant. Especially a rookie, if you were preparing for him to be a right tackle.
It's his second year.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Second year. Yeah,
yeah. I'm spacing. I thought it was his first year. Yeah, and just telling him, like, hey, all right, now go play the most important position on the line. Now, Joe Walt, he's
talented.
Yeah.
Might be able to do it.
But, I mean, it's a tall task, and as I said, it's like, all right, we're just going to need everybody else to improve their game and their effort to make up for this loss, because this is brutal.
Fishy football takes in college, and then we've got two ticker stops to get to coming up at the bottom of the hour. Dirt and Sprague, we're back with more on 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, welcome back in. Debating coworkers with Joe Fish. I don't know as many coworkers as Joe Fish does. So just debating during breaks, like names of people without naming names on the air.
It's one of my favorite ongoing traditions on The Fan is the full-time personalities not knowing the names of people, like Rop not knowing Joey's name for like 4 years and called him like Josh or something.
Yeah. we have a Josh now. So that works. We'll talk with Gary Smits at the bottom of the hour. He writes for the Florida Times Union, Jacksonville. They were in Dirt's computer top 4 most likely percentage chances to win the Super Bowl in the NFL. And Travis Hunter's really going to try to do both sides like full time. But
good luck.
Liam Cohen came out yesterday to Kay Adams and said, we're probably going to lean far more defense in preseason game one. He'll play way more defense than he will offense. But they still have Brian Thomas Jr. on the other side. Yeah. So I think they'll
great
be
rookie
okay.
season for him last year.
So we'll see what happens there. And then we'll go to Minnesota and talk to you with Matthew Collar, who covers the Vikings for Purple Insider. J.J. McCarthy. Like, here we go again. He did this last year in preseason. Torn meniscus. There's a lot of pressure. The team was really good. Shocked everybody in the NFL. But then it was a one and done. What's J.J. McCarthy? And the read is like, is he having a good camp?
Dude.
Some national sources are saying no, but some people locally are like, he's been fine. I don't know. We'll ask Matthew Collar coming up at 7:45.
The vibes are strange there, that's for sure.
A little odd. You text me some show stuff. You text me more about doing the show than Dirt has.
Well, I probably text more to you last night than Dirt has in the year of 2025.
That's like, accurate. Yeah, that's probably accurate.
We appreciate the enthusiasm.
You text me topics, and one of them was like, I want to pop off on college football. And I'm like, okay.
No, if that's the exact words I use.
I think, quote, I want to pop off on college football.
I think what is the more intriguing thing to me about this college football season
is
how many top teams have quarterbacks that we have, like, basically never seen in this type of environment or starting role?
Well, guys that haven't, I think, had enough service time as starters when they've played, or new time starters.
Yeah.
There's seven of the top 10.
Yeah. It's like,
which is insane.
A lot of the top teams, it's like, you know, welcome to college football. Obviously, like, the turnover happens, but
sure.
I mean, as far as the teams that are ranked in the top 10, number one, Texas, we're going to see full season of Arch Manning, not just, you know, gadget plays and plays designed for him to be running.
By the way, interesting little nugget yesterday. So Archie Manning came out a couple days ago and said Arch isn't going to the draft. He's going to come back and play for Texas next year.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
You don't buy it?
I mean, didn't we just do this in the NBA earlier this year with
Cooper?
Cooper, yeah.
Isn't this one different, though?
He really likes Duke.
His uncles both stayed. He stayed for 2 years without, like, being a starting quarterback. He was, like, the number one or two player in his class. Like, that's unusual.
Hey, NIL money helps out with that, too.
He's going to make a lot of money in NIL. But the interesting thing I thought was he's going to come back and play.
Make a lot more money as number one overall pick, though.
But look how it's working out for Steve Sarkisian. He got Quinn Ewers, and while he had Quinn Ewers, he was able to land Arch Manning, who came in with zero ego, diva quality, was like, nope, I'll sit for 2 years, and you can just plug me in to do some running plays once in a while.
That's true.
Ewers goes, now you got Arch. If indeed Archie Manning is right, they've got Arch this year and next year. They have, like, the number one quarterback coming in, and that kid's going to get to sit for a season before he has to play. So all of these guys, right now Sarkisian's on a streak of guys getting in that are super talented, and they're getting to, you know, kind of ease into what that offense and that gig is going to be. I thought that was an interesting point. If Arch ends up being great, you might have two great years of Texas, and then in comes a really talented kid who learned for a season under Arch, because Arch probably strikes me as a leader, ready to go for that third, fourth season down. So it's just like Texas is sitting in a really good spot right now.
Well, it's a good point, and it's also like, you know, why sit for 2 years just to play for one and not make the most of being there in college and being at Texas? But
I just think he's different, dude. I don't think he feels this urge to have to go to the NFL. His money and his family is fine.
Yeah.
He's going to make, what, $5 to $8 million in NIL at Texas with all his advertising and NIL deals. Like, he has, like, financially, he's totally okay. He doesn't have to go to the NFL.
Well, I feel like we ran into this with Trevor Lawrence as well, where it's like, I don't know, he might come back, and then he didn't. And
but we have a track. I guess what's different here is just the name. Like, his uncles are probably both like, dude, if you love it, just keep staying. Like,
yeah, we got
don't
you.
Feel rushed.
We got you covered, bud.
Peyton did it at Tennessee.
Yeah.
Did Eli do it at all 4 years at Ole Miss, or did he come out a year early, Eli?
I'm trying to recall. Yeah. I just remember the last year that he had, but I just do not remember if he was a junior or senior. World
anyways, player. My point is they're just a different family in general, where they've been super patient already with his career. But to your point, 7 of the 10 being relatively unknown, I mean, I'm automatically going to eliminate.
Eli played 4 years.
Thank you. So you have two uncles that played four, the grandpa's patient, the family has money. Like, dude, they're totally fine. I'm not picking any team with a true freshman.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame you on that. I mean, when's the last, I mean, outside of what was it, Jameis and him being a true freshman?
Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he got inserted halfway through the season.
Probably Lawrence as a more full season, but Tua came in the title game.
Yeah,
and
that's
just
true.
Ripped
that's
it true. Up.
But yeah, I mean, Arch Manning at Texas, going through just like the one through, I mean, Ohio State, they're still in a quarterback competition, technically. I mean,
yeah, Julian Sain's not pulled away from, Keenholz.
Yeah. And then, you know, Penn State will have Drew Aller, but Georgia, Gunnar Stockton, we saw a little bit of him at the end of the year in the playoff last season.
Do you bet the collective of a team versus the talent and experience of a different team with a quarterback? So, like,
well, that's what I'm saying. It's like this
would
year.
You bet on Aller and Klubnik?
Or like even a
Georgia's
Nussmeier at LSU?
Yeah,
like,
Gunnar
again,
Stockton.
It's like those three guys
right.
are the returning grizzled veterans,
starters.
If you will. Yeah.
Some of
yeah.
it depends on the offensive scheme and how much is truly reliant upon that quarterback to run it versus.
Would you bet on Aller and Penn State or Cade Klubnik and Clemson or Julian Sain, who's still in a quarterback competition in Ohio State this
but
year?
But you're at Ohio State where you
they've
get,
got dudes.
Yeah,
he's got the second or third best receiver in football, point blank.
Yeah. I'd probably bet on Ohio State because if you can't get the ball to Smith And trust me, all you have to do is probably get it within a 7-foot range of where he's going to be.
Yards downfield.
He's going to go find it.
Yeah. Dude.
If you can't complete passes to him, you're not playing. And Day's going to go to who's ever next.
He's one of those, like, I'm fully convinced he is the third best receiver in the entire, like, sport, point blank. NFL, college, doesn't matter. I think he's that good.
Well, the same goes for Alabama, like Ty Simpson. It's like, hey, that Ryan Williams guy.
Yeah,
get,
pretty good.
Get him the ball. Every play.
Throw it deep. He'll run to it.
Yes, exactly. He'll find it. I mean, but another team that is in the top 10 that is starting a relatively unknown quarterback. Notre Dame's going to have that Carr kid playing. Yeah. I mean,
Oregon. Miami's got Beck, and people are in and out on Beck, but like that's experience.
Dude, have you seen their schedule?
They
do not leave the state of Florida until November 1st.
Yeah, I mean, but that doesn't mean it's going to be, are they going to beat Florida?
I mean, oh, I know. They have Notre Dame to open up at home. But yeah, I just saw their schedule the other day.
They don't have a daunting home field advantage either. Like, people are, they struggle with that.
No, but I mean, it just helps when you don't have to leave the state that you live in for the first 2 months and you get 4 away games all year.
Yeah.
Like, my God. But yeah, and then again, as we said, Ohio State. So I just find it interesting that a lot of the, like, 7 of the top 10 are going to have brand new starters, guys that are getting what feels like their first reps versus Klubnik, Aller, Nussmeier, who are coming back in a little bit of Beck, where it's like they feel like it's like, no, we're the leaders in the clubhouse here because we have a guy at quarterback. But it you make a great point. It's like, are you going to trust the teams that have just talent across the board, like Georgia, like Ohio State, like Bama, but they're playing a unknown at quarterback? Or are you going to go with the guys that have somewhat proven that they are the guy? I mean, Penn State, this is one of those years where, like, yeah, it's Penn State and Klubnik and at Clemson. It's like, is this a year you strike because you do have a good team and you have a guy that's been pretty much proven at quarterback? It'll be very, very interesting year, at least in that top 10 there.
Let's go to the Daily Ticker. We'll talk with Gary Smits of the Florida Times Union, Travis Hunter and the Jags. Huh? A little preseason football conversation. Is Hunter really going to play both sides fully? We'll go there for the Daily Ticker next on The Fan.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker on The Fan is poured by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry hops-infused hard seltzers.
It's Daily Ticker time, as always, brought to you our great friends by Pelican Brewing Company. Take the beach vibes with you all summer long with Pelican beer.
Try that.
You should. They got hard hops now. It's delicious. The Pelicano. You name it. They got it. You know we're going to go for the Daily Ticker today. We actually got 2 stops we're going to make.
2?
But I want to start in
Duval.
Because, man, I'm actually super interested here. The Jags coming in, they get Travis Hunter. They trade up for him. You got Brian Thomas Jr. year 2. You've got Trevor Lawrence sitting in I have no clue. Is this dude going to bust? Is he going to break through? They hire a new coach. They've got a whiz kid as a GM. The Jags strike me as a very interesting stop. So let's go right now and talk with Gary Smits of the Florida Times Union as the Jaguars get ready for the preseason. Gary, good morning. Thank you for hopping on with us. Hey. Where is the hype been for the Jags? What's it been like covering Jags camp this year with all the new faces?
For lack of things to write about, you just touched on 3 or 4 of the items. You know, it's another new regime. We've seen this before. They hired a hot new coordinator. They thought in Gus Bradley, and that didn't pan out. They tried the Urban Meyer experiment, and that went down in flames. They then went kind of the safe route with a veteran coach who had a Super Bowl on his resume and Doug Peterson. And now we're back to going after the hot young coordinator. Of course, he was second on their list behind Ben Johnson. But then initially Liam Cohen rejected him, and they finally realized, well, we got to get rid of this toxic general manager and Trent Baalke, who has made one mistake after another in the draft, especially from rounds 3 through 7. You know, he just never found a way to hit on the guys to provide the bulk of your depth. You know, it didn't take a genius to take Trevor Lawrence with the first pick in 2021. You know, but you know, there's some questionable first round picks like Trayvon Walker. Trayvon's a good football player. I think he's going to be a better football player this year. Mm-hmm. But they could have traded down mid first round and still gotten him. So anyway, that's all water under the bridge. Everybody's kind of excited. They are always excited about a new regime. But, you know, the one line about the Jaguars around here is they always win the offseason, whether it's a draft pick, whether it's a new coach, whether it's, you know, getting excited about Trevor Lawrence, getting excited about Travis Hunter. You know, it's like the offseason is so far for much of its history. It's been the only time the fans can really enjoy themselves and be hopeful. Then the season starts and things always happen. So we'll find out.
What does Trevor Lawrence have to do this year to kind of win back the favor of NFL fans and Jag fans? Is it just having a healthy season, playing all 17 games? Is it making the playoffs? Is it just having good individual season statistically? What does Trevor Lawrence have to do this year to, again, win the favor back of some people in the NFL?
Well, I think making the playoffs is everything. You know, they won the division a couple of years ago, 2022, and won a playoff game. And Trevor's stats that year were not Mahomes-like stats. They were very pedestrian, but he got the job done. He came through in some clutch situations late in the season. So I'm not sure that Jaguars fans demand video game-type stats out of their quarterback. They had that with Blake Bortles, who was a great fantasy quarterback, but he had so much garbage time stats, you know, it didn't really matter. With Trevor, I think making the playoffs is everything. I think they're really going to start questioning the management. You know, current management doesn't have to take the blame for Trevor if he continues kind of this downward or sideways trend since that one playoff season. And yes, staying healthy would help. You would have liked to see them address the offensive line a little bit more, although they did bring in Robert Hainsey from Tampa. They brought in Patrick McCurry from Baltimore. I think they're going to be a little bit deeper. They really like this third-round rookie from West Virginia, Wyatt Milam, on the offensive line. But, you know, protecting him is everything. And, you know, he's had a couple of concussions and, you know, once you've had a couple, sometimes, you know, the theory is you're prone to a little bit more. So they got to keep him upright. As far as weapons, they certainly given him enough weapons. He's got enough targets. He's got enough fast guys out there. The overall team speed has increased. So if he stays upright, if he stays healthy, if he stays protected, I think he can have a good season.
Last one for you, Gary, because we appreciate the time. I'm excited to see Travis Hunter. I really liked watching him play. I had no problems him winning the Heisman. I thought what he did was so unique and so incredibly gifted and talented, and physically he'd be able to hold up and do that last year at Colorado. He claims he's going to do it again. The Jags are claiming they're going to do it again. Now, I saw Cohen say yesterday that he's going to probably play a little more defense than offense in preseason one. I, Gary, is a big Travis Hunter fan. I just don't buy that this dude's going to be able to do the split percentages the way he did at Colorado. What say you? Do you think he's really going to be able to get the amount of snaps that he claims he's going to get on both sides? Or do you think ultimately they're going to lean one side of the ball far more than the other at some point this year?
Well, we're trying to figure out a clue of the way he's been used in training camp. When you're talking about 7-on-7, 11-on-11 team periods, the first week of training camp, he played strictly offense 4 out of the 6 practices, defense twice. Then they had the game condition scrimmage on August 1st, and he played 17 offensive snaps and 21 defensive snaps. Since then, all the 3 practices this week, he played both offense and defense. He would come out in an offensive teal jersey, and then they would throw a practice jersey, a white jersey, when he went on defense, and he's kind of split. He played more defensive snaps the other day. He played more offensive snaps yesterday. I think they're trying to figure out what he's capable of, what he can handle as far as the workload. We'll see tomorrow against the Steelers. We'll get another clue, but right now I think they're leaning more towards – they have played him a little bit more on offense than on defense. He didn't have a great day yesterday, by the way. Had a couple of drops. The first time they really got him deep against guys like Tyson Campbell. And he had a drop in the end zone. He had one where he went up high for an underthrown ball. He came down with it. And then when he hit the ground, it came loose, and there was really nobody on him and everything. So, but rookies are going to have that. Brian Thomas had some drops in training camp last year, and you saw what kind of season he had. He was fantastic. He was the only star they really had last year from start to finish and everything. So, you know, we'll see. But I don't blame you for getting excited about Travis Hunter. It's fun to watch him. He did this on the college level. Obviously, everything – you know, the pounding, the physical play in the NFL, you wonder how much he can handle. But I think they're going to push it a little bit to see what he can do. And he's had a real heavy workload in preseason.
All right, good stuff. Gary Smits of the Florida Times Union, Jacksonville.com. You can find his great work there. Longtime writer for Jacksonville.com. Gary, thanks so much for hopping on with us. We appreciate the check-in in
Duval.
And we'll catch up with you soon.
Hey, he's getting better at that.
You know what? I loved it. I didn't hate it. I'm not from there, so it didn't bother me. I love it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys.
There we go. Good stuff. Gary Smits, Florida Times Union. I just find the Jags, like, there's preseason games, and yeah, they don't really mean anything. I just don't buy whatsoever that this dude, and I'm rooting for him. I'm a fan of his. Just doing what you did at Colorado, the NFL's a different beast. It seems like they like him a little more on defense, but to Gary's point, they've been pretty split. That's the Daily Ticker brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Pelican Brewing cracks open the ticker with Pelicano. Discover Pelican's summer seasonal cerveza and drink in refreshment. Summer is almost over. Get to that cerveza. Let's kind of extend the ticker, Joe. Let's go to Minnesota.
Let's go inside the purple.
Oh, let's go inside the purple. Purple insider Matthew Collar joins us next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
All right, welcome back in. Gerton Sprague here on a Football Friday. Football Friday, Fast Break Friday, Flop Shot Friday. Are golfers more angrier than they've ever been? or are they just being broadcast more often? Interesting article.
Well, I can speak for myself. I am definitely more angrier on the golf course.
Nobody likes golfing with an angry guy. I bet you our next guest is we kind of do a double dip ticker here today. Good stuff from Gary Smith in Florida. Let's go to Minnesota. I'm very fascinated to see what happens. J.J. McCarthy stepping in for Sam Darnold. He got hurt last year in the preseason, and now he's back as the starter. Matthew Collar, our good friend, covering the Vikings at Purple Insider, author of Football is a Numbers Game on Twitter, at Matthew Collar. Double L, give him a follow here. Matthew, appreciate the time. As always, you're a good friend of this program. Anytime we can get you on to talk Vikings football, I'm hearing a lot of national chatter, Matthew. J.J. McCarthy, he's unimpressive. He's not good. What say you close to the situation?
I find it to be amazing sometimes that people who have never been to a Vikings practice to see J.J. McCarthy are telling everybody what he looks like at practice. I think that's pretty interesting. it is funny, though. You know, like, I've attended every J.J. McCarthy practice since he was drafted, so that's probably, 40 practices so far. And I still don't know what J.J. McCarthy's going to be. I mean, I think that he has shown a lot of command of the offense. I think he has a tremendous arm in terms of the arm strength. But we're also talking about a kid who only threw 700 passes in college and has had one training camp, one preseason game, and will play preseason game number two tomorrow. So, there's still inconsistencies in the throwing. There's still some inconsistency in a period-to-period of practice. I also think sometimes even us local reporters are overanalyzing every single period of practice. Well, he didn't score enough touchdowns in the red zone drill. And so I don't remember ever counting those when Kirk Cousins was the quarterback. But, I think as of this moment, where I would stand is that I don't think anyone in that building regrets their decision to move on from Sam Darnold and, even going back to move on from Kirk Cousins. When you look around the complete roster and what J.J. McCarthy has to work with, and that's a huge factor considering he's on his rookie contract and the most expensive quarterbacks in the league make $60 million. I think that you look around and see a team that can compete with anybody in terms of player number 2 through 53 for a roster, and J.J. McCarthy just has to be good enough. I think right now that he's looked like a quarterback that can win games. I don't think he's looked so far like he's the next Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. But when you look at the NFC in recent years, I mean, Brock Purdy, Jalen Hurts, these are great quarterbacks, but they're not Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen. It's really been the battle of the team builds in the NFC, and I think the Vikings rightfully took that philosophy. And I don't think so far that J.J. McCarthy is behind schedule or struggling in practice. I think it's been a very normal training camp for exactly what I've expected from McCarthy. And when I see some of that stuff, I go, who in the world are you talking to? Because I'm seeing pretty solid practices from McCarthy all summer long.
Well, I think the world of Kevin O'Connell. I think he's a great head coach, obviously from the McVay coaching tree. He's somewhat like been a quarterback whisperer in his first few years with Kirk Cousins and Sam Darnold playing probably above their expectations. He obviously had to have a say in the team going with McCarthy in the draft a couple years ago, but what is it about McCarthy's game that has O'Connell so intrigued and trust that he will have success as a starting quarterback?
Yeah, it wasn't just have a say. That was Kevin O'Connell's decision. I mean, he went and met with every single one of the quarterbacks that were coming out in that draft. I do think, of course, that if they had the option to take, Jaden Daniels or something, they probably would have. They weren't in that position. But, when it comes to McCarthy, I think there's a few things that he does extremely well. One is he has the arm to fit it into tight windows. And I think that his arm strength did not get enough hype when he was coming out, because the ball has a lot of zip on it. Now, in terms of the touch on the ball and layering and all that stuff we talk about with accuracy, that's stuff that he's still working on. But O'Connell's offense requires a lot of tight window throws. I mean, it's a downfield passing offense. This is not like one of those, dink and dunk offenses that has a 75% completion percentage. You saw it last year from Sam Darnold. He had more yards throwing over 20 yards down the field than any other quarterback in the NFL. So you need a quarterback who has the pure arm strength to be able to get those throws to Justin Jefferson 25, 30 yards down the field in between a safety and a linebacker or something like that. And I think McCarthy could do that. And a big bet on McCarthy is his personality. how he leads the team, how he works, his work ethic off the field, his approach in the meetings and all that sort of stuff. And I think that that's really, really shown up over the last 2 years. I mean, one, just the amount of progress he's made, because I think people's last impression of J.J. McCarthy is playing in Michigan, but that was December 2023. I mean, he has grown a lot since then. And I think when you see him run a practice and it looks like a 27-year-old quarterback, when he's at the podium, he looks like a 27-year-old quarterback. He doesn't look like somebody who's new at this pretty much ever, except for when he airmails a pass and you go, oh yeah, he's still a kid, right? But the leadership element does show up. And then another part is that people don't talk about, I think, a lot with him, is the mobility. I mean, he ran occasionally at Michigan, but when we see him get moving, I think he can be a difference maker with his legs. Again, not Lamar Jackson, but maybe in like the Baker Mayfield style of run for 300 yards, get 20 more first downs for your team on third and seven. And I think all that added together, if you put that with Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, T.J. Hockenson, an improved backfield, an improved offensive line, and as you said, you know, one of the best play callers and systems. I mean, think about where Sam Darnold was in his career when he arrived in Minnesota. 1 year, $10 million contract, mm-hmm. and he walks out of here with 14 wins. I mean, I think it's fair enough to believe that Kevin O'Connell and this offensive setup can get the absolute best out of any quarterback they have.
Matthew, we're super against it, so I hate throwing one at you with a give us a quick answer. What is ultimately for you, and we can check back in, I'd love to check back in with you as the season goes on, but like, what for you right now with JJ, what's the ceiling you think for a Viking team with a first-year starting quarterback?
I've got them right now at about 11 wins.
Okay.
But I think if he has a Bo Nix where he turns a corner in the second half of the season, that they can be scary when they get to the playoffs. I think the roster's that good.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Matthew Collar, our good friend over there in Minneapolis, says, you know, some national pundits aren't even watching practice. The guy's been okay. We'll see what it's going to be this weekend and this season. He's a Purple Insider, great Substack there, and a good friend of the program. Matthew, thanks so much for hopping on with us this morning. Enjoy the game, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
All right. There we go. Great stuff on Jacksonville and Minnesota. Matthew Collar says, not so fast. I've been to practice and he's been fine. You know, sometimes it's the ball boy. The sauces are the ball boy. You never know. You don't know who the sauces is, but you got to report the sauces, I guess. But Matthew Collar says everything could be okay. A lot to get to in the third hour of the program. There is a special tribute that Joe Fisher's connected to that we never got to pay tribute to on the new FM dial.
Oh.
So I'll tell you what that is. We have a lot to get to. Third hour of the program, Dirt and Sprague, 105.1, the Fan Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.